Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. Come and Akiva Kovacs, continuing the Mishnah Yomit in the second parak of Kilayim at the fifth Mishnah. Yesterday we discussed what to do if he wants to change his field. He planted his field with wheat, he wants to change with barley, or he wants to change to grapevines. What the process is to make sure you're removing the first plant before you start planting something new. Sur Marava Osetov. Mishnah Hay has a bit of a wrinkle on this. Haita Sadehu Zerua Kanbus. There's a different Girsa Karbus. Oluf. Lo Yehe Zorea Uva Al Gabehem. She'enam Osim Ela Shalosh Shanim. So if his field was planted with Kanbus, is the Girsa we have here. There's another Girsa Karbus. Karbus is based on the Rambam. Kanbus is in the Bartanura, another Mefarshim. Or loof. Now, kanbus is the hemp plant, and it was used commonly in ancient times because it had very strong fibers. It was good for making rope or baskets or shoes. It was very tough. There are mentions in historians of the ancient Romans and Egyptians using it medicinally by preparing some sort of ointments for joint inflammation. So it turns out that this CBD oil business that they're selling is not new. It's been around for a long time. Karbus is a caraway, and loof is some sort of onion-related species. And the common element here is these seeds last a long time in the ground. They don't just all sprout all at once. The Mishnah says, Lo yehe zorea uval gabehem. You can't just turn them over and plant on top like we did yesterday, talking about the wheat seeds, once they had sprouted, once they'd gotten matzlia, which could have been they started to get rotten or they got wormy in the sense they got little root hairs. You could just turn over the soil, and you're turning over all these very tiny, just sprouted wheat plants, and that will destroy the wheat plants. You could plant something else on top. That doesn't work here by the kanbus and the loof. Shenosim ela shalosh shanim, because some of them don't even sprout for 3 years. So if it's seeded with these plants, these seeds are very long-lasting, very hardy, and some of the plants might come up right away, but other ones aren't going to be matzliya. They're not going to start germinating and rooting and sprouting for even up to 3 years. You can't really be sure you've gotten rid of it just by simply turning the soil over and planting on top. You'd have to dig deeper to actually get rid of these plants. So they are much longer lasting than your regular vines or grains. You had crop, you had your wheat in your field, and what sprouted next to it was stems of isatis. Now, isatis is sort of a weed. It's something you don't want there. V'chen makom agronot, and also in a place of a threshing floor. The threshing floor was a flat, smooth area that was cleared out from plants. They didn't want plants there, so they could use it to stack their dry crop there, dry things out. And of course, that's where they separated truma. The kohanim would come to the goren, the threshing floor, and that's where they would receive the truma. So they didn't want anything growing there. They wanted a nice, flat, open area. Shlomim min harbe, that any number of plants started growing on the threshing floor, v'chen tilton, and also by fenugreek, shalla mine tzmachim, and within the fenugreek, some vegetables or some other plants started to grow, and mechayvin ato l'nachash. You don't have to weed these things out. The common element in these three scenarios is they're weeds. He doesn't want them here. So somebody walking by your wheat field who sees isatis growing there, he won't suspect you of having kilayim bichlal, because isatis is a weed and it takes away from your wheat crop. So you're gonna obviously want to weed it for productivity reasons, for efficiency. You're not going to want to leave it there, but no one's going to be suspecting you of raising kilayim if they see weeds there. Same with the threshing floor. You want it flat and open and clear of vegetation. So if a bunch of different species sprout there, it's not a problem of kilayim. You're going to want to cut them down so you can use your threshing floor properly and separate your truma to maisuk. And so too by the weeds growing by the tilt on the fenugreek, it's a very valuable crop. You don't want weeds there. Imnikish, if you start to hoe out the invading species, okisach, or you're cutting down some of these other plants, omrimlo. So we tell him, akor et akol hudzmi minechad. Go ahead and take them all out, uproot everything except for the primary species, the wheats, for example, that you really want there. Because once you start getting rid of some of this isatis or some of these weeds, if you get rid of some and you leave some, then it looks a little bit like Mekayim Kilayim. Obviously, it's a weed, you don't want it. But if you get rid of half of the weeds and you leave the other half, it kind of looks like somebody's being Mekayim another species. So once you start getting rid of it, get rid of all of it. And this is a yesod. If you're getting rid of a bad habit, getting rid of a damaging character trait, don't just get rid of half of it. Go full bore, get all of it. Try to uproot all of the problems. Swim rava sitov. Get rid of everything. Once you start getting rid of it, you've realized it's a problem. So really do your best to eliminate the problem. Mishnah Vav continues, Harotze lasot sadehu meshar meshar. He wants to make his field strips and strips, kind of rows of different things, mikolmin, of various species. So if he has a square field and now he wants to make it into rectangles, into various furrows, lines of different crops, b'shamay orim, how do you space these crops? Shlosha tzlamim shel patiach. You need three rows of the patiach. Now, a petach is an opening. Tzlamim shel patiach is when they first break the ground. When the ground is very hard, it hasn't been used over the winter or something like this, they would first break the ground with wide strips when they were plowing it. So then later they could go back and plow it a little more finely and plant in it. So these groundbreaking furrows are big. They're well spaced, and three of them comes out to two amos according to the Mefarshim. So it's a two amos gap in between your rows of different species. Beit Hillel omrim miloha ol hasharoni. It's actually the width of the ol, the yoke on the ox, of the sharoni. The sharoni ox, the oxen in Sharon were very large. It's a large open area in the south of the country, famous for large oxen. So these large oxen had a large yoke as well. Ukrovin divrei elu liot kedivrei elu. And it's close, the words of Shammai, to be like Hillel. They say Hillel's a little more makel. The yoke of the Sharoni ox is a little less wide than the two amot, which is the measurement of these three tlamim shel patiach, these three groundbreaking furrows. But they got close. But the point is, you want to have a recognizable gap between different rows of different species in the same field, so they're not going to get mixed up and people aren't going to look at it and see that it looks like kilayim. Shkoyach, Rabosai.